My dear friend, fire roared through your home, and by God's grace your lives were saved, but all else was lost. You are not a stranger to grief. After the death of your little girl, you inspired a whole community with a project called Random Acts of Kindness in memory of your daughter. You are a friend to the lost, a companion to the grieving, and a waving banner of hope to those in despair. What most of us don't know is that people like you, so sensitive to those in pain and grief, are just as in need of hope, comfort, and assistance as everyone else. Maybe more so. You feel alone, lost at sea, thrown overboard by situations beyond your control. Like Jonah, you're sinking deeper and deeper into the waves, waves of debts, death, and so much pain and loss. But God has a plan, and this is not your end. It's your time of favor. Winter has thrown its last blizzard fit, and now spring will melt the icy cold pain in your heart. It's your time. Help is on the way. May the following words, like a battle cry, set your rescue in motion. Ye have seen the last of dread despair. We pray. Lord, this daughter has been through many waters deep, whose waves have crashed over her. I see a great ship upon the seas coming headlong toward her. It sails at full mast, your spirit blowing upon its unfurled sails. You have come, Lord, to draw her out of tumultuous waters and sail off into the dawn of her new day, arising over her into calm seas, whose surface sparkles in your light. You are racing toward a paradise of sweet rescue and peaceful retreat created just for her. There's a rainbow for you, even a double rainbow over your life. God's promises are forever true, and you can bank on them right now. Every true word spoken over your life is bringing you a double reward, two mercies for every woe. Can you picture all these gifts? Abundance, like Santa placing gifts under a big tree, and they are all for you and your family. Such incredible grace and abundance. It's amazing. His plans and purposes for you will prevail. True love wins. God knows and sees that it has been like thick darkness covering over you and hiding His glory. His plans and purposes, however, will prevail. Look for the Lord in everything. Look for Him to show up for you in unexpected places. God knows how to send help from His sanctuary right when you need it. Do not always say, Lord, it seems like my enemy is winning. Oh no, I am setting your enemy up, and he will fall into the trap and pit he thought was made for you. I see everything. I am with you all. I will come for you and visit you in your dreams. I will speak tenderly to you, and in this way you will know it is the Lord. I am interceding for your lives with the Father, and He hears me. He always hears me, because I am in you and you are in me. Your Abba hears you too. Arise in strength, O daughter of God. Arise and go forth, and watch your crooked path become straight. Watch and see that no enemy can take you out of my hand. Watch as what once lay in ruins be rebuilt into a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit filled with my light and glory. You may think all around you is dead, but that is just what you can see with your own human eyes. Some things must die so I can bring new life, a new strength, a new wineskin to pour into. I will give you new eyesight, and you will experience seeing past what is in front of you, and instead see and know I am in the midst of you. Fear not, little ones, for the Father loves you. Fear not, and look to me in your trial, as a handmaiden looks to her God. And this little prayer here was written by Kimberly Demick in the Princess Warrior Prayer. There's a banner flying over you, a banner of fiery love. The flames of love are enveloping you, giving you new life, and causing you to rise up just like a phoenix from the ashes. So take a deep breath of fresh air. Can you hear the thunder of horses galloping? You are designed to race with the horses. You are a warrior princess. Rock Chazak. It's going to be fun, like a roller coaster ride when everyone throws their hands in the air. It is the ride of your life. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with divine retribution. He will come to save you. And that's from Isaiah 35. So now you're nearly to the top of this roller coaster ride, and you want to run and you want to hide. But throw up your hands in the air, embrace the mystery, enjoy the adventure, ride, because it is the ride of your life. And if this word resonates with you, even though you're not my friend, his initials are WG, you can receive this word too. We'd love for you to also join us in blessing WG and her family. And if you have something you'd like to share, there's a little comment box below. Feel free to add to it, even if it's just a hug, a prayer, a smile, a little story, a life lesson, whatever you like. Thanks so much and have a wonderful day.